Good evening, this is N5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 megahertz. Pardon me. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in. With or without traffic, emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on April 21st at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville. That'll be at 7 p.m. I forgot that little detail. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still is not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. Are there any portable battery-powered or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any EchoLink stations wishing to check in? Come now.
Hey, good evening. This is Kilo Delta 2, Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James here. Hello, Bob, and hello to everybody up in the Boonville area. I'm out here, and it is raining in Oneonta.
All right, good evening. I've got your call as Kilo Delta 2, Papa. I didn't get the rest of it, I think. I think it's Papa Mike, but I'm not sure. And if I recall, you're Kevin. And let me know if I've got the name incorrect.
Okay, Bob, just a little correction. It's Kevin James, just like the actor, the King of Queens, or Paul Mall Cop, the movie. And my call sign is KD2FPM. That's Kilo Delta 2. Foxtrot, Papa Mike.
Roger, Kevin, got it this time. I had a little noise on my end for some reason. I normally don't have that, but I picked it up a little bit tonight, and I don't know if it's storm-related or whatever, but I do have it now. Kilo Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike. Okay, how's things in Oneonta? You're down closer to the weather coming up to us, and I know you're getting rain. I hope the lightning and thunder doesn't come, but I think that might be inevitable.
Yeah, we just got the rain shield that moved in. I just brought my dog in before it began to really downpour. Currently 39 degrees, light to moderate rain is currently falling here in the southern tier, and I know I've been listening to the reports for this weekend because I'm going to be doing the weather forecast on the Adirondack Praise Network, which is on WVVC 88.1 FM, WNGG 90.9 FM, which is actually located, that's our big transmitter over in Gloversville, and on 106.5 FM, W293CD in the Utica-Rome area. So you'll catch me on Sundays.
I think it dropped out a little bit on you, Kevin. I don't know if you had more info on that. I know it said, you said we'll catch you on Sunday. Was there more to complete your information on it?
Yeah, I'm on an intermittent connection, must be down here. It's the Adirondack Praise Network located in the Utica-Rome area. We're on a couple of different transmitters, WVVC, which is 88.1 in Dodgeville, 90.9 FM, which is on WNGG. And you can catch me on Sundays and Mondays as I get to do the weather.
Oh, it sounds like you have a full plate on that. So that's good. We'll have to listen in for you and catch that on any one of those stations. I think we pretty much get them all up in this area, and that'll work out fine. That covers a wide area. All right, very good. Well, thank you for checking in, Kevin, and 73T. I hope the storm isn't too harsh down your way. I know you were talking about heavy rain, and unfortunately, I don't think we really need it up here, but I think it's going to be one of those things that we don't have any control over, and it probably will hit us anyway. So with that, we'll see if anyone else on the Echo Link would like to check in with us this evening. This is N5AOW.
Good evening, Bob. KC2NBU. I thought we were Echo Link yet. That's a big event.
Okay, Ray. Well, what's going on with you this evening?
I'll go ahead and check, see if there's any more Echolink check-ins first. I was chit-chatting. I was distracted.
Not a problem, Ray. Sometimes with the things going on, that happens. I did that one night with Jack, too. I think I got in a little bit premature, but no problem there. We're going to have the check-ins one way or another anyway, so. All right, very good. And, yeah, we'll get back to you in a little bit. We'll make another call, see if there's any further check-ins from the Echo Link. Anyone else care to check in with us? Okay, not hearing any other stations from Echo Link. This is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Bob. KA2NZ, hi, Bob.
N2OYQ, good evening, Bob.
KC2MBU, we've got George, N2PFM, KA2ZNZ, Jack, and N2OYQ, Dan. Yeah, well, all right, Ray, I'll get back to you. We'll pick George up at this point. N2PFM, what's going on, George?
Well, good evening, everybody. I've got 39 degrees and a lot of wind and rain right now. Kind of a iffy day as far as outdoor work was concerned, but we got some done before the bad weather got in there and got up to 43 degrees here. I didn't check my low here. I think it was around 38, 39 was the low. It's 39 here right now, same as in Oneonta. And nothing too much else to report, so I'll say God bless in 73s and 2, PFM clear.
Okay, George. Yeah, I think the temperature is pretty well stabilized right around that area for most of the surrounding area here. I think we're pretty close to that up in our area here. So, all right. Well, thank you for checking in. 73 to you. You have a good evening. And we'll pick up with, well, let's go to Ray, because he was in there earlier. And then I'll get to Jack. KC2MBU, Ray, how's everything?
Well, Bob, we got 35 degrees and rain up on the hill here. Yeah, replaced the sump pump down the basement today. It was getting so noisy that you could hear it just about anywhere in the house. Every time it'd kick on, you could hear it growling, and it kept blowing the GFI, so it was time. Try to keep a spare on backup all the time, because it's something you don't want to be without when the rain starts coming. Over.
Oh, Roger on that. I know what you mean there. Well, I hope you get everything pretty well squared away. I know you had some hot water heater problem as well, and pump problems, and boy, it just compounds one after the other, and hope maybe you got through it okay without a whole lot of expense and trouble. All right, Ray. Well, 73 to you, and thank you for checking it. We'll move on to Jack. K2ZNZ. Jack, how are you doing?
Well, we're doing pretty good down here. It's been raining fairly strong. It's not fairly steady, I should say, for the last few hours down here. Gloomy day. We got up to 53 for a high, 35 for a low. And right now we're at 42. So that's where we stand. And I assume the rain is what lost us up last night on my beam and I suppose and everything else. But sounds pretty good here tonight. 7-3's all around. And back to you, Bob. KA2ZNZ.
Okay, Jack. Yeah, I listened for you last night. I had the handheld in the other room. Usually I have that on, and I know when you're on, and you know when others pop in there. I can't always get through very well with that one, but geez, I didn't hear you last night. I thought, well, maybe I might have missed you, but it might have been just conditions have not been terrific in the area both ways, so just doesn't make for a good situation there. All right, well, thanks, Jack, for checking in, 73, and I'll be talking to you in a short amount of time here, and we'll pick it up with N2OYQ. Dan, how are you doing?
Hey, good evening, Bob. This is N2OYQ here. Hello, everyone. That's best this evening. We got, 37 degrees at present time, rain here, coming out, I guess, and corner radar, I guess, we have rain for a while, but we got to what's going on here tonight, so back to you, Bob.
82AIT, Jeff, how you doing?
Good evening, it's KD2AIT, we're doing good, I'm working here most of the day. I'll take any rain you can throw at me as long as it's liquid. So I'm ready for it to melt all the snow away. They keep saying the weather's going to get nicer and they keep pushing it back a day. That's what it feels like anyway. I keep waiting for these 60 degree days. Anyhow, that's about all I have to report, so we'll turn it back to you. This is KD2AIT.
Okay, Jeff, I'm with you. I'll tell you what, I was looking for it to not downpour, but just rain warm water. That would have done well even about a week or two ago, but it just isn't coming. But now we've got this, and I think it'll help with matters and go from maybe white to green, if nothing else, light green, or I'll even take the brown in areas. That'll work out okay. All right. Well, good. I hope you get a little time to relax this evening and just have a good night off. So with that, I'll say 73, and I'll make another call, see if anyone else care to join us. This is N5AOW, Night Control for the Black River Valley Service Dock. Well, I had a good day today. I got outside for a little bit. Enjoyed the day. I didn't spend a whole lot of time out there. I had a couple of things that I had to move around, and with the wind I had to either stand up, cover up, or do something else with, but went to Boonville and watched the Masters. And I was glad to see that Tiger is back in the mix again, and Jordan Spieth, that young lad that's playing, is doing a great job. He's leading right now, and maybe he can hang on to it, improve his lead, and make a decent win out of it. Temperature here this morning, I guess, was around, seemed like I saw 29. It might have been lower. I'm not sure, but it was when I saw it. And I think the high was 36 to 39. Didn't get really warm up here. We had that wind, and we had a little bit of sleet, a little bit of rain, and even at times a little bit of snow mix there. So nothing that we really wanted to see. You know, back in March we had first day of spring. I'm still waiting for it. I think we all are. So with that, we'll make a final call, see if anyone else cares to join us. This is N5AOW. Are there any comments or queries or light check-ins? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. And I want to thank Kevin for checking in and only on it on the Echo Link. Ray, George, Jack, Dan, and Jeff for checking in. All those that listened. 73 to all. And have a good evening. N5AOW clear.
KA2ZNZ, this is KD2FBM. Jack, are you still out there?
Yeah. Hello there, Kevin James. KA2ZNZ here.
Hey, Jack. Yeah, it was just kind of cool to hear you up here on this repeater. I know you check it for Octane also. I've been playing around with some Echo Link stuff, so in fact, 8 o'clock I was on the Lowville repeater just to test those guys out. This is KD2FBM.
Yeah, okay, very good. I don't have Echo Link set up here, actually. With more and more repeaters having it, I probably should. I just haven't gotten around to it, I guess. But you have a really strong signal on it. Sounds good.
Yeah, I got to thank the node that I'm in here, KD2AIT, Jeff. He's done a great job because I'm using Echo Link from Oneonta through to get up onto this repeater up in Boonville. So kind of neat. In fact, I was testing some stuff with, now I can't think of his name, Matt. Link to test him to see how he sounded with his new antenna.
Oh, yeah, okay. Matt down in Sherburne, I assume that's what you're talking about. That's KD2HKB. Yeah, very good. Very good. He's an NCS for us now, too. He does a nice job. And, my wife and I have a place up in Old Forge. Well, we had a couple places up in Old Forge for many years. And So I've been very close to the Boonville Repeater over the years. In fact, many of the, well, I hate to say it, but most of the guys I knew were pen gals. Have kind of left us. But there's a lot of nice people up on this repeater. And Jeff, of course, is your grandson, one of the fellows I was very close with. So, yep, very good. Let's see. I'm going to swing back to 17. Kevin, if you don't mind, station just came in there. He's probably looking for somebody or for something, you know. So we'll catch you maybe in a little while. KA2, that ends up.
Okay, Jet, thanks for the chit-chat. Hopefully, maybe we get a echo link, maybe even on the 17, because I would love to listen to that sometimes, you know, when I'm not in the area. So I tell you what, I know you got to run because you got to start up the Oct-10, and I will catch you later. 73s, my friend, and thank Jeff and everyone for use of the Boonville repeater. Appreciate it very much. KD2FPM will be clear.
Seven threes, KA2, that's it. Traffic and emergency net. Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight, whether without traffic, all stations are welcome. Stations come out, please.
Says KD2AIT, good evening, no traffic.
KD2AIT, oh, Jeff, thank you for checking in, appreciate it. Looking for additional stations, whether without traffic. Stations for Oct-10, KA2000Z, fine. Okay, I guess it's just you and I tonight, Jeff. 73, thanks for the check-in, much appreciated. Have a good evening, good day tomorrow. KA2000Z. Okay, I'm still here. There's your way of matter, so. N5AOW, I'm Bob again. Thank you for checking in, appreciate it. Anyone else? Okay, again, 73's on. Have a good evening, good day tomorrow. KA2000.